I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghan-Pakistani border tensions may be set to boil over again. Meanwhile, tomorrow is a timely day to pray for Hindus to know Jesus Christ, and we'll tell you why in just a moment. But first, a 48-hour ceasefire between Afghanistan and Pakistan was set to expire today. Deadly clashes at the border surged after Thursday when explosions hit two Afghan regions. Pakistan didn't officially claim responsibility. Instead, it continues to accuse Afghanistan of allowing itself to be a base for terrorism in Pakistan. Mike Granty with Unknown Nations explains that while Afghanistan's Taliban-run government is conservative,
but then there's also very far-right conservative movements in Afghanistan, and they cross the border into Pakistan and they do, you know, terrorist activities.
The border fighting is sadly nothing new, but after the bombing last week,
it's a much more confrontational situation as far as like bringing in the military and bombing. In the past, it was more maybe border skirmishes or, you know, kind of targeting certain areas, but now it's been much more widespread.
And the escalation has affected gospel workers.
There's a self-preservation mode that kind of happens. You have to take care of your family. You have to sort of survive. And so those things have an impact on ministry, but they are used to navigating this complicated situation.
Both Afghanistan and Pakistan have growing Christian movements, so join them in praying simple Great Commission prayers for more workers and more people to hear the gospel of Jesus. Elsewhere, over 30 Christians were recently beheaded in northern Mozambique in a wave of attacks. Islamic State-linked militants hit multiple villages in Cabo Delgado and Nampula provinces, torching churches and homes. Islamic State Mozambique province later released photos of the executions, shootings, and arson. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
these militants would often separate Christians from other villagers and begin persecuting them. So this seems to be the case here, and they're not shy about reporting what they've done. They're claiming responsibility for these attacks.
Northern Mozambique has faced an Islamist insurgency for years. Despite military intervention from Rwanda and neighboring countries, the violence continues.
They can blend in and they can suddenly rise up and cause problems and attack communities, and then they're gone again. And so they're hard to locate, they're hard to pinpoint.
Ask God to strengthen persecuted believers in Mozambique and pray that the persecutors would turn into disciples of Jesus.
For ministries, you pray that the leaders would have wisdom in understanding and how to reach back into their communities and finding ways to be able to target these groups with the gospel. We rely on the verses in Scripture and the promises in Scripture that tell us that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. And so we need to be praying and remembering those that are in those regions and continuing to serve as salt and light.
And finally, tomorrow begins the Diwali parties in Hindu, Sikh, and some Buddhist communities throughout South Asia. Now, the Festival of Lights spans 5 days, with its peak celebration scheduled for Monday this year. Diwali is a Hindu festival primarily associated with the goddess of prosperity and marks the beginning of India's fiscal calendar. John Budagi of Bibles for the World says,
we want to ask the body of Christ to join with us in prayer for the Hindu world during these Hindu holidays.
You can request a free prayer guide from Bibles for the World at missionnews.org.
It's a beautiful printed guide, and the theme this year is God sees, God heals, and God saves. God sees the persecution. God heals, no matter how deep the wounds may be, and then God saves. Ultimately, we want all of the Hindu people to know of salvation through Jesus Christ.
Christians face ever-increasing pressure from India's Hindu nationalists.
At the state level, the BJP is trying to put into action its plan for making India a Hindu nation, and in the process, denying the freedom of religion that is guaranteed by the Indian Constitution.
Pray that as Hindus celebrate the Festival of Lights, they meet a Christian who will introduce them to the light of the world.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.